Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. I'm Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we're going to go straight to the phones.
I prefer saying from Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands. It's just more specific, and Saipan just sounds cool.
Caller, are you there?
You must be talking to me.
Yes.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in lately on a crusade to help people, those people who are, let's say, under the... psychological operation, what I call a psyop of, you know, this commandership, this order giving, this lockdown, all this stuff where these despots, tyrants, whatever, are kind of decreeing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I'd like to let people know about this thing called psyop. Are you familiar with that term?
Absolutely.
But tell our audience who may not know.
Well, it's a military term, mostly. It's called PSYOP for psychological operation. And in my mind, all of this thing we call government is a psychological operation. Because people are just people, and no one has any more right to rule over anybody else than anybody else. It's like only in your mind can this exist. Except for the guns. But, so I wanted to get you guys to help promote this concept that if we can change the mindset of the general population to where they understand that these are just other people making these decrees and not someone special, that the title is something that they essentially gave themselves. You'll notice recently how the powers that they enact, they just kind of sign it for themselves, and all of a sudden, poof, I have more powers. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%. I mean, I met the King of Saudi Arabia once, and I wasn't even impressed. He was just a person who put his pants on one leg at a time, like you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the way to change this mindset is whenever the concept is brought up, well, they shut us down, they closed this, they did this, they did... Just ask the person, well, tell me, where did they get this power? Because it's this magical, mystical power, because aren't they just other people? And that's generally what I'm trying to promote this week, is that...
Yeah. Well, it seems to me they're trying to alter the social contract that we are all kind of on board with daily. They're trying to ramp it up and change it.
Well, you're getting into dangerous territory. Social construct. What's
no, that? Social contract.
Yeah, social contract. Who signed? Did you sign it?
No such thing.
Well, you know, I was born in a country that had freedom of speech and freedom of travel, and you know, it was like sort of like the norms that that I had as a child were, you know, they're kind of changed during the Patriot Act, you know, and I think that. We are getting, like you have said before, the frog in the boiling pot there, Alex. Like, you know, I came into the pot and it was maybe like 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and now it's like we're at 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So the way to combat, what I'm getting at is the way to combat this psyop, this delusion, this indoctrination, whatever it is you want to call it, that this mystic sorcery that everyone seems to be controlled by is to offer an alternate psyop. And that, of course, mm-hmm. is to interject this concept that people are just people and no one can have any greater right than anyone else. no one's greater, no one's lesser. And so when anyone brings that up, is to simply ask them over and over and over, where does it come from?
Right. Well, I think our founding fathers did a really good job of that. I mean, we roundly rejected divine right kingship right there. And I think the Declaration of Independence, as Mark gave us the homework of reading the thing, I think we need to have that 1776 message. And I think you're making some excellent points.
You know what's interesting about the Declaration of Independence, where it says that, you know, if this present thing you call government is unsatisfactory because it is there to promote your happiness, it is your right, mm-hmm. it is your duty to throw it off, but it suggests then to create another one, which will then create or promote your happiness. It's kind of interesting how they say government is for your happiness.
Mm-hmm. To preserve.
Thank you for the call. We'll riff on this for a little bit. I think you brought up a lot of good things to discuss.
The purpose of government is, according to the Constitution, promote the general welfare, provide for the common defense, and secure the blessings of liberty, and then the rights that we have are rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I think what the founding fathers intended was to have a government, a minimal government there, that was there to keep others from messing with our pursuit of happiness, not to provide our happiness.
Yeah, I think the key thing to understand and what differentiates America from the rest of the world is the foundation, right? The foundation of America is that we are free.
Yeah.
The government derives its powers from the people.
Mm-hmm.
We cede some of our rights to them for the greater protection of rights. But where do the rights come from? The rights come from the individual. The government has no rights. It gets all of its rights from the individual. And that's what the caller was talking about before.
Exactly.
How does the government get the right to, you know, kill you or lock you up? Right.
Well,
I don't have the right.
The ability to kill you comes from the fact that the powers of government come from their power and their ability to make war. So the war powers of a government dictate their ability to rule over the people, and that's why we have to be very careful of this thing we call the military-industrial complex. And that's why the founding fathers said, okay, we have a right to keep and bear arms so that we can counterbalance the state. So if you look throughout history, and as I pointed out on my first broadcast from the book Starship Trooper, force, violence actually settles more questions in history than anything else.
Yeah, and keep in mind that when we're talking about the Second Amendment, right? They didn't write this coming back from a hunting trip.
No.
They wrote the Second Amendment after they just overthrew the government, right?
Right.
They shot them center of mass and said, "We are free."
Well, some of the good ones had some headshots too, I'm sure.
Oh, those muskets were hard, right?
Well, you also
had those assault rifles that we have
nowadays. Well, you had the Puckle gun, which is an automatic weapon. You had all cannons. You had anything. I mean, what kills is the hard heart, as Gunnery Sergeants Hartman in Full Metal Jacket said. I was in the Navy, so they taught us how to paint.
Yeah,
but,
so I think the caller is right to bring up these points. Where does the government get the right to execute people? Their rights are derived from the people, right? Neither you or I have the right to execute someone without there being aggression in the first place and it being self-defense.
So how
can we transfer a right that we don't have to a third party? It doesn't make any sense logically.
Well, part of the problem, too, is we need to take responsibility, and if we really want to be free people, we need to, like, stop letting this government brainwash our children 8 hours a day. I was part of that machine. I was a public school teacher for, like, 10 years, and it's like, that's where a lot of this is coming from. So we need to start take responsibilities as parents and make sure our kids are free in their mind.
Definitely. Do you have any thoughts on how to challenge this PSYOP? Feel free to call in and let us know. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air, because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we've just been talking about PSYOPs and the education system and the founding of our country. Mm-hmm. And before we continue that, I just want to tell you about Intercoin. Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org. If you see what you like, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live has received $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. So yeah, on the previous segment, our caller came in and said, have you heard of PSYOPs? And we discussed a little bit about what a PSYOP is. It's a military operation. You know, the whole win hearts and minds, you might have heard that catchphrase before. Yeah. Well, the military and the government, they do that on their own people as well as the enemy. And the caller argued that the current corona and every other crisis has sort of been used as a PSYOPs to convince us that what do we need? We need more government control, more oversight, and just less freedom. That's the only way to stay safe is give up your freedom.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting is all of this stuff is open source. There's nothing out there that you have to have some sort of military or intelligence agency background. You can go online right now and download the U.S. Army Psychological Operations Handbook if you want. It's fascinating reading, by the way. I highly recommend it. There are other books called, I think there's one called Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars, which I believe was written by Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who, for those of you who don't know, was the U.S. Army's first satanic chaplain and also one of the heads of the psychological warfare agencies. A friend of mine.
Do you think that bio is part of the PSYOPs? It's like you have a satanic chaplain.
No. The guy was literally, he was the founder of the Temple of Set, which is like an offshoot of Anton LaVey's Church of Satan. I had a friend that was in the Army, served in intelligence, and like was under this guy. He had this weird Mr. Spock haircut and big eyebrows and just was a weird, weird guy. And he was also implicated in the Presidio child care molestation case. But anyways, that's a whole other can of worms. But psychological operations, I mean, that is very old. Like, for example, one of the funniest examples of showing actual psychological warfare techniques is you ever see the movie Mars Attacks when the Martians are like they're blowing away everybody and they're shooting they're walking down the Vegas strip and one of the Martians is like going into like the translator and says don't run, we are your friends, and as they're blowing everybody away, well, I mean, in World War One they used to go on loudspeakers and tell everybody, oh, we're your friends, we're not attacking, and then they'd attack and it would give the enemy a pause enough to like impact their ability to fight. And
kind of so, reminds me of that old "we're the government and we're here to help" phrase, right?
Well, the scariest thing that the government ever says is, "Well, we're the government and we're here to help." Ronald Reagan was really good at PSYOPs. I remember when I was a child, Ronald Reagan was on the radio, and he said,
it was like right before he was going to give a speech, and there was a hot mic, and it was I heard on the radio, my dad was getting gas, you know, it was taking me to school, and he's like,
Good morning, my fellow Americans. I'm happy to say that, I've just signed into legislation a bill that outlaws Russia forever. The missiles fly in 5 minutes.
And then the thing is like, and then, well, Mr. President, so I'm like, oh, shoot, you know, and then it's like, you know, that wasn't a real thing, but it actually, like, made the Russians kind of, like, pause a little bit, and they think, oh, we got a crazy guy on the other line, so.
So that's where Trump learned that trick.
Trump read Sun Tzu. I swear to God. By the way, if you have never read the book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, I highly, highly
recommend it. It's a short read. You can read it in 2 hours.
But I'm paraphrasing, but it's like if your enemy is angry, make him angrier and he'll make mistakes. And that's what Trump does when he tweets. He just trolls these people and makes them like I remember when you had the push for gun control and Trump's like, yeah, maybe. Well, I can't do Trump yet. I can't do sitting president. So they have to get out of office before I can do impressions. It's this weird psychological thing I got. But Trump was like, let's ban everything. And then the Democrats going, yeah, let's ban everything. And like a bunch of ravenous piranhas. And then Trump's like, no. you know. So it's sort of like, I'm not saying it's 4D chess and judo moves like a lot of the always Trump people. But no, I think the guy is pretty astute. I mean, you can't be a multi-billionaire dealing with the mafia to do construction contracts in New York City without knowing a few things. So the psychological operations, I mean, there's a lot going on. And then we train our children. I think like Hollywood, we were just talking about Snowflake and Safe Space and all that stuff. You got this thing called predictive programming where they have the elites who run everything want to basically brainwash the people, and you have to also tell them what you're going to do. How many movies in the last 10 years have come out about, like, pandemics to scare the crap out of everybody, and all of a sudden we've got a pandemic, and they're, like, playing the same playbook? Come on. You know, shoot, even there's a cool show I used to really like called The Lone.
Well, another argument could just be that none of these elites and experts know what they're doing, and so they're just like, well, I saw they did this in the movie once, like, let's try
that. Actually, they're the ones feeding Hollywood the script. Like, have you ever seen a show called The Lone Gunman? It was a spinoff of The X-Files. And in, like, June of 2001, there was an episode where a shadow government group to keep funding up since the Cold War was dead wanted to make a new boogeyman, the terrorist. And in the show, there was a rogue element of the CIA took control of an airliner and crashed it into the World Trade Center. 3 months later, 9/11 happened. So, blown mind.
Yeah.
Or mind blown. But no, blown mind. That's like a Yoda way of saying it.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if those are like also psyop warfare. So it's like when they like to kill someone, it's like, oh, they committed suicide with 2 bullets to the back of the head. It's like they're trying to drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah. Just read the Kennedy assassination. It's a lot of people died that way.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
My favorite was the guy who karate chopped himself.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the coronavirus has been a brutal pandemic all over the world.
During a White House briefing, the president says they've seen success over the last month fighting COVID-19.
You look at the hospitals that are being built all over the country by the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA. It's been really incredible. Nobody's seen it. They've built hospitals in 2 or 3 days, portable hospitals.
The president also thanking both Republicans and Democrats for coming together as the president signs a massive stimulus bill.
So that's fantastic. But I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first.
The $2.2 trillion package will get relief to families and businesses. The president has also invoked the Defense Production Act and ordered General Motors to start making more ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. I'm Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we have had a fun show tonight talking about PSYOPs and Corona and, you know, soon to talk about our favorite Greta Thunberg, but first...
She is a PSYOP.
But first, I want to tell you about Divi. Divi, the next generation wallet. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. diviproject.org, that's diviproject.org. So, yeah, we were in the break talking a little bit about PSYOPs and Greta Thunberg.
Well, you, Greta Thunberg and then David Hogg, I mean, left. Can you please get less off-putting to poster children? I wonder if that's a PSYOP itself, because they pick these people who are like, well, you do your Greta Thunberg impression. I think it was okay.
All you care about is money.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
I should be in school right now.
Yes, you should. But, you know, the thing is like, she's like, horrendous. She's got this sort of, like, I don't know about you, but when I first saw this little twerp on TV going, how dare you? All I could think of is like, anything you say, I'm going to take the opposite opinion just because you are so off-putting. Same thing with, like, this David Hogg. I call BS. Yeah, David Hogg, you're an idiot, okay?
David Hogg, though. The one thing they're able to see, and I think they're learning a little bit from the Trump playbook, right? Both of these are post-Trump characters, and they noticed that Trump got so much media publicity.
Trump was prior to David Hogg, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. David Hogg was prior to Trump.
No, David Hogg was 2017.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, he's been here forever, and, you know, if you believe the left, he's never going to leave.
Well, liberals can't meme. That's the thing. You know, they just don't know how. I mean, the liberals write the memes themselves for them that mock themselves. Like David Hogg looks like Wesley Crusher in a gray alien had a love child, and it's just Wesley Crusher's the annoying teenager from Star Trek The Next Generation. This is for Alex because, you know, my pop culture references are about like 30 years old now.
Well, you do know the new pop culture reference, right? The Greta and the David. Those are our modern version, our comic book heroes, right? It's only a matter of time before those two. You know, the comic robber is a new superpower in Marvel.
Comic book villains, more like. Well, it depends on your point of view.
Captain Planet's going to be replaced with Greta.
You know, Don Cheadle played a live-action version of Captain Planet. It was disturbing.
Yeah, so your arguments were that these are terrible spokespeople, but I would say actually they're great because, like with Trump, they create so much outrage, right?
Yeah.
They'll be covered 24/7 on the right-wing media because they're just like, you're just, you know, pimping out these kids to your, like, agenda. And it just, you know, it really triggers a lot of people, and that's exactly what you need.
And a pimp's love is different from that of a square's. That's from Idiocracy.
So, yeah, I mean, although they are, their arguments, I don't find them to be especially compelling, and it's kind of sad that, you know, their parents are just letting their children be used as complete tools.
Oh, I'm sure they're letting them be used for a pretty hefty fee. But that's another thing, too. The arguments that the left keep putting out are emotion-based, and propaganda is emotion-based. I mean, you look back at, like, the Nazi Germany propaganda. It was all, like, you know, pulling at your heartstrings and trying to get you into your emotions. There was a cool Disney flick came out during World War II. It was one of their propaganda counter-propaganda was one of the American, let's fight the Nazis cartoons. It was called Reason. It was called Emotion versus Reason. And it had, sort of like inside the mind of, you know, your typical Nazi, you know, and how, like, emotion has the Nazi used emotion to, like, get the Germans to, like, mobilize to, you know, do all the crazy, wacky stuff that they did. And then on top of that, it even goes into, like, fashion designer. You know, Hugo Boss designed all the Nazi uniforms, and they, like, went for the black uniform with the authoritarian thing because it had a psychological impact. So that's something that I think we learned very well and are working with.
Well, what's scary to me is that the propaganda has escaped the emotional, right? The new best way is to use science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear them when it comes to global warming. It's like,
well,
science says so. You know, you cannot disagree. As if science it works, is some settled doctrine, right? Isn't
Well, not only that, but it works very well on people who are generally ignorant about science. Let's face it, how much science does your average person know? In our public schools, we don't teach science so much anymore as we teach about science. You know, like when I was teaching, I started out with dissecting frogs. By the end, they said, "Oh, you can't let the kids dissect things anymore. They might hurt themselves with the scalpels." So it's sort of like, you know, yeah, I taught science for a short time, but I also taught mostly a history, poli sci guy. But because of that, they said, "You teach science." So, and you look at your average grade school and high school education, how much science do people really know? Do we really understand the scientific method, and do we apply it?
As far as the average person is concerned, Bill Nye the Science Guy is epitome of, you know, science and academia, and he's the expert.
Well,
if there's any question, just call up Bill Nye, and he'll give you the truth.
Well, Bill Nye has a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. On the other hand, Dolph Lundgren has a master's degree in chemical engineering and actually was, you know, on his way to a PhD in chemical engineering. So Dolph Lundgren, the guy who played Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, is more of a science guy than Bill Nye.
But if you watch the media, you know, he's paired around as the ultimate authority. And that's what I'm saying is they've gone beyond just using the emotional, and they're trying to hijack science to really give more credence to the arguments and say, you know, we're not saying this. You know, we have our own thoughts. We really love the dolphins and the seagulls, and we don't want them choking on the plastic. But the scientist also says that if we do not cut emissions, the whole world is going to die. Humanity is going to go extinct. This is not emotion. This is science.
And which is funny because the same people pushing this COVID-19 fear are talking about the extinction of humanity, the Greta Thunberg type people. They're cheering, going, "Good, I hope this kills everybody. I hope COVID-19 because the world can't handle humans." So what is it, people? Do you want to save people's lives or do you want us all to die? And I mean, I think a lot of people are, I think they're mixed up. And the whole idea of not questioning authority is ridiculous, and that is absolutely the opposite of scientific method.
Yeah, they're getting really good at talking out of both sides of their mouth, and everyone needs to keep their eyes out and make sure they're not falling for this. If you have any thoughts on the propaganda psyops, feel free to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced.
balance to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and tell us your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And we have a caller on the line. We're going to go straight to Steve. Steve, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing?
Spiffy.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I hear you. I was just going to touch on, you know, the propaganda stuff. Is when have we not had it? I mean, it's you hear it on CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I mean, everyone's got their own agenda, and so that's what we hear. You know, we hear different degrees of propaganda, and I come from Arkansas, and you know, we got a lot of nutty people. You know, I think that can be said about everywhere. I mean, Bill Clinton did come from here. So that's the first thing people say when I tell them I'm from Arkansas. Oh, Bill Clinton. I'm like, please do not judge me based on that. But anyway.
Remember, Hillary's from there too, huh?
Unfortunately, yes. And it's funny because my grandparents were friends of the Clintons. They were farmers. My grandmother was a campaign manager for a lot of years when he was running for governor. I've had dinner a couple times as a kid at the governor's mansion. And when I was 9 years old, I walked in and met the guy, and I told my dad, I was like, I don't like that guy. But anyway, that's beside the point. One thing that and I want to point out to everyone, I don't think a lot of people hear about the news in other states. And so something that our governor has done, and he, you know, Asa Hutchinson, conservative, fiscally conservative guy, we have $174 million reserve in our state. And so what he has done is he is utilizing that money not only to cover some of the shortfalls that are going to happen because of pushing income tax or the state tax off, all that kind of stuff. He is giving every healthcare worker that's a non-physician healthcare worker $1,000 a month on top of their salary. They're going to be receiving $250 a week for the folks that are on the front line that are in hospitals, nursing homes, any non-physician medical care workers. And if they work in a facility that has a COVID-19 case, that goes to $500 a week in addition to their salary. And that's all coming out of the reserve funds that we have because we are a fiscally conservative state. I'd be interested to see why, these states like New York and, California with wildly liberal governors and, they don't have those kind of reserves because they run it kind of like the federal government. If we don't have the money, we still get. And so, my wife and I don't have credit cards. If we can't afford something, we don't buy it. And that's the way that our leaders should be running their states or the federal government.
Connect it back to your point about the mainstream media, right? The fake news, as President Trump likes to call them. They're never going to cover this story because it challenges their narrative. Yep. Middle America and red states in general are a bunch of backwards, uneducated hillbillies. And
in their mind.
Yeah, that's their narrative. And so them saving for a rainy day, giving, and they also hate Medicare, they hate healthcare, they want poor people to die. They're just a bunch of like evil, rich capitalist elitists, which, that's not middle America, which is the most Republican part of the country. That sounds a lot more like Manhattan or Los Angeles. But
yeah,
so it's pretty to me because I step back and I've been watching all of this, and I've got to be honest. Like, I've always paid attention to politics. I think this is the second time I've called you guys. I told you all before. My family came from Lebanon. My great grandparents came from Lebanon. I was a Lebanese hillbilly raised by Yankees. They all came from Connecticut. My dad was 7 when they moved to Arkansas from Connecticut. And so I had a really unique upbringing because of all the different influences. But, I look at what's going on, and it's so frustrating to see people just this visceral hate for Donald Trump. And I don't like everything the guy's done. I mean, he's kind of a creep. But I believe he's doing what he feels like he needs to do. And he's doing the things that he said he was going to do when he was running for office.
Amen.
And so it just frustrates the hell out of me to hear people. It don't matter what it is. He could say the sky is blue, and they'd say, you're full of crap.
Well,
the sky's not blue, but it is here in Arkansas.
You know what gnaws on my bum is how the California passed a law, literally they passed a law like last year making it not a criminal offense to willingly and knowingly give somebody HIV, but now they're using this COVID-19 stuff to like do all sorts of crazy draconian stuff by locking down the entire state. These people are evil.
Was it Cuomo that said that, life is not expendable, but he's cool with, abortions as a child's coming out of the womb?
Yeah, exactly. I made this point with Alex earlier today. It's like, what killed more people than COVID-19? Planned Parenthood. I'm sorry. I mean, and I'm not even anti-abortion, okay? I'm gonna clarify things. I'm personally against it, but I think, it's between you and God, and you want to have a choice to do it.
And I agree completely. I don't think it should be illegal because people are still going to do it. They need to have a safe place to do it. If they make that decision, they should have a place to be able to do it. But my tax dollars should not pay for it.
Yeah, and then on top of that, if you've ever had an abortion or an abortion doctor, you've killed more people than my AR-15. So don't sit there and say we need to ban your guns because, I want to save the children. You want to save the children? How about this? How about funding How about funding adoptions for people who don't want to keep their kids? Or how about, you know, doing other alternatives? But no, the only right that people like the leftists that run California and New York care about is the right for you to murder your own child inside your womb. And everything else is not a right.
Oh, don't forget your right to free stuff from others.
Right. Yeah.
Your right to be irresponsible and have no consequences. That's a big one.
You can go to prison for kicking a dog, but you can cut a baby out of you. It blows my mind to the extremes that the hypocrisy that...
Well, not only that, one of my best...
...that they spew all the time.
Yeah. Well, one of my best friends was born, his mother was 6 months pregnant, and he was born premature. So this kid, you know, like my friend Joe, you know, he by all means, he was not a lump of cells, you know. But and as I said, this is not like the pro-life network or anything. But I'm just kind of sick and tired of the hypocrisy of these like nanny state ninnies who are so bloodthirsty for the blood of the newborn or the unborn, but then they want to control your life and my life because out of some weird like fetish for safety.
Yeah, and what really bothers me is that they never apologize when they get things wrong. How many lives have they destroyed, economies? I mean, look at California right now. It's basically a third world country. You have these rich gated enclaves, and then you have everyone else driving 3 hours to get to work because they can't live anywhere close because the housing costs are so high. They won't let anyone build. And what's their solution? Every new house needs to have solar panels. That's how we're going to fix the housing crisis in California. Let's increase the costs further. So it's, I don't know, really irks me the way they just, they claim to be a champion of the poor, and they just create more poor people through their bad policies. And then they're like, you know, they blame the capitalists. Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
My dad works for a heavy equipment company in Atlanta, Georgia. And he sells these industrial-sized forklifts, and his company had to develop these batteries for electric forklifts for companies in California. But what's funny is whenever California got these forklifts, they didn't have the power to charge them. They had to use generators run by gas to charge the batteries for the forklifts, and then they buy electricity from other states. So, I mean, what kind of sense does that make? It's
about control. It's about control, I believe. I'm perfectly. I think you're onto something, and I believe it's about more about control than it is about actually fixing the problem.
Right. All right, guys.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We hope you call in again soon. We really appreciate talking to you. And if any of you out there have thoughts on this, what is your government doing to control you? Do their policies make any sense? We'd love to hear about it. The number is 855-450-3733.
When you first heard about Bitcoin, how long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.